We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Good morning.
John, you picked this week's movie, Willy's Wonderland. John, did you love this as much as I did? Because I did.
So. Wasn't it great? I mean, don't get me wrong. I could never, ever go to a Chuck E. Cheese's again. But this movie was a lot of fun. Oh, my gosh. We won't have very many quotes from this movie. But otherwise, it was cool. It was great. Nicolas Cage played his role wonderfully.
Oh,
and it made for a lot of fun.
Yes. You know, I think you said when you picked it last week, like, oh, he's kind of like silent in the movie. And I was like, well, surely he's going to say something. Nope.
Anything. Right? No. His only line in the movie is, you know, that's about it. That's about the extent of anything that's coming out of his mouth. Yeah, it's amazing, right? Because there's so many parts he just looks at somebody, just is like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, we get more lines from Tito the Turtle than we do Nicolas Cage.
That's right. I wish he would have done I didn't even look to see if he had, but like, it would have been cool if he did some of the voices of the animatronics. Oh, that would have been fun.
The janitor, and also Gus Gorilla.
Gus Gorilla. Yep. That's funny.
Oh, boy. I told you, I bought this and I never watched it. And boy, let me tell you. I'm glad you picked it. I enjoyed it a lot. I really did. It's so silly, and there's so many questions you have about the situation going on here. I love
the break time. You know the these animatronics are they bleeding? And then you know what's could they just have shot them? I don't know. Yeah, there's all kinds of questions for sure.
And I don't understand the like, are they super strong or are they pretty weak? Because I don't know. Sometimes he just punches them and walks away.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are really, really easy to knock down. And some of them, they're like, that siren girl, was it Sarah Siren? Or...
Yeah.
Or Siren Sarah, she was like super creepy fast, and it's just like, oh man, I don't know how you're gonna defeat her. And then he just kind of like punches her, and just, okay, whatever.
One of my favorite scenes. Oh boy, yeah, this I gotta say, it kept my attention. I had a lot of fun, and it's so silly. So, well, the basic premise is Nick Cage ends up in this town. And he doesn't have any cash to fix his car, so they're like, why don't you go clean this abandoned, what do we call this, John? Like a Chuck E. Cheese, right? Like
It's like a place. Chuck E. Cheese or like an off-brand Chuck E. Cheese, right? Do you ever go to like Major Magics, you know, or something like that? That's kind of the idea here.
Yeah, and so they're like, yeah, clean the place overnight and your car will be fixed in the morning. But it turns out there's creepy things inside the place.
I mean, first off, he goes inside this place and it's just like, ooh, this is there's no cleaning this place up. This is a bulldoze kind of place, but you know, whatever. Yeah, so we start off, Nicolas Cage is driving down the road, and he runs over something and blows all four tires. You're like, well, how did he blow? First, I thought like he blew up his engine or something. No, he blew up all of his tires. I'm like, what? How do you do that? And there's a spike strip on the road just left there. And it's just like, oh, that's a bummer. What do you do in a situation like that? Just stand by the side of your car and wait for a tow truck.
Yeah. he's driving his sweet Camaro.
It is a sweet Camaro. I'll give him that. Yeah, yeah.
And
it looked fun to drive.
So, yeah, the tow truck picks them up, and then we cut to a girl pouring gas on old Willy's Wonderland building, but before she can set it ablaze, the cops show up. And this, you don't even know what's going on here, because the sheriff picks her up, takes her back to a house, handcuffs her, and just leaves. And you're like, all
right. Right? Like, what, what's happening here? What are you doing? And like, at first I'm like, oh, she got busted by the fuzz. And then later, like, maybe that's her mom? You know, I guess. You know, I'm not really sure. You don't figure it out until much later in the movie. But it was a little odd. And okay. On top of that, the tow truck driver who picks up Nicolas Cage in his car, he just happens to drive by the cop and see her and this girl, this juvenile delinquent, right? And it's like, okay, just kind of the one cop in town kind of place, maybe, sure. But then they had that moment, right, where this girl and Nicolas Cage just kind of lock eyes. And everything, it's like, whoa, what's happening here? And nothing happens. But it was just like, okay. Made you think for a moment.
And let me tell you, this interaction he has with the tow truck guy, because there's a whole board of missing people. And the tow truck guy, first of all, I got a couple problems with this. First, he's like, $250 for a tow. And I'm like, how far did we go? First of all, wait, right. $250. And
I mean, it seems about right.
$1,000 bill.
That actually seems cheap. Like, because, like, you think, what do the tires on a Camaro cost? What do you think? Four Z-rated tires in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it's true.
I bet that was a bargain, I think. I don't know. I guess, see, those tires were probably destroyed. The spike strip, you can't plug that.
Yeah. And it's weird, though, because I think it's the sheriff is like, well, the tow guy says something like, yeah, it was one of your strips that got him. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I ain't paying for any of this. Like, you fuckers.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. This is
yeah. How about the police department pays for this? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, hold on. How about you come over here and give me some free tires? What do you say?
Yeah, you're gonna put me up at the Holiday Inn Express or whatever you got at this place here. You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn something while I'm sitting here.
Yeah, and the tow guy says they ain't got no internets in the whole town.
Cell service? No, I mean, I got spectrum. I could throw out my hotspot. You know, no, you got Verizon.
No internet.
Yeah, they was gonna put it in, but then they did it.
Yeah, I hear you.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, so their ATMs don't work. You know, he can't take credit cards. So he's got to pay this $1,000 repair bill with cash. And, like, oh, yeah. And like I said, well, no, the police need to pay for it. It's their spike strip. No, you're going to pay for it. Oh, you don't got the cash? That's a bummer. You know, maybe you could work it off. What do you think? Like, what do you want me to do? Wash dishes? Is that what we're doing here?
No, you get to go clean Willy's Wonderland. That's what you get to do. You got your Windex.
Yeah. Truck driver, he calls up good old Tex. What was it? Tex McAdoo? Tex, he's yeah. A Tex. He's gonna have you spend the night cleaning up Willy's Wonderland in exchange for your four new tires. Ready by morning.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't take you, you know, an hour to change my tires anyway. You don't need all night. but it's also like, hold on, you know, what, you think I'm going to clean the entire place in one night? Or how much cleaning do you think I'm going to get done? And, right?
There's kind of a couple of things there. I was too, yeah. Like, personally, I wouldn't have tackled the bathrooms, but that's me. That's me. I think there's
like, you know, you go around, empty the trash cans. Sure, you know, fine. Wipe off the tops of the tables. But no, right away, Nicolas Cage, he is a cleaning machine. Right before Tex leaves him, there's a creepy video they play.
Oh boy.
And the best thing about it though is it goes through the list of characters' names.
Oh,
we get Willie the Weasel, Artie the Alligator, Siren Sarah, who's I gotta say extra creepy, Cammy the Chameleon with her big tongue, Gus Gorilla. Nighty Knight. He has a big sword. He
was pretty good, yep. That's my favorite name, Nighty Knight. I like that.
Ozzy the Ostrich. And one of my favorites in the whole movie, Tito the Turtle.
Tito the Spanish-speaking turtle?
Tito the Spanish-speaking turtle was pretty fun, I got to admit.
What a cast. I love it. I love
how you that's a lot of characters. That is a lot of characters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's a lot of characters to. Whew.
That's a band right there. That's a big band.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know. Did you ever do one of those birthday parties at like Chuck E. Cheese or Major Magic's when you were a kid?
Not that I remember. Nope.
I don't, me neither, but I mean, I know we've done it for our kids, or I had a friend who did it before too. And we went to one of those, you know, off brand ones like Major Magic. And I remember thinking when we were there, I'm like, those animatronics are creepy. Why do people really like this? I thought it was terrible. Why would you do this? You know, and I know, like, nowadays there's just more people in costumes, right? That's fine. But they still have them on stage. They still have some of that. And I'm like, well, that stuff's creepy. I don't know why you would have that.
Just remember, John, when you go back to the next one, you're never going to look the same at them. All right?
Never,
don't turn your back to them, all right?
Yeah, no chance of going in. We got a party to go to. Nope. I gotta go to the dentist.
I think one of my favorite things about this entire movie is the fact that as soon as Nick Cage starts getting attacked by these things, he's not like, what the fuck is happening? He's just like, all right, I gotta beat the shit out of these things to kill him. You know what I mean?
And it happens. Yeah, it happens pretty quick, right? So after Tex leaves with no real instruction of what to do, just go clean, right? And, by the way, locks him in, chains the door and locks it. And he's like, call OSHA right away. Can't lock up the fire escape. So he's like, oh, yeah, I can't stand to hear a grown man scream. So him and his tow truck buddy leave. And then, you know, it's like, oh, hey, Nicolas Cage can get to work. Meanwhile, our girl who's been handcuffed to the radiator vent in the mobile home, which I had to think for a minute, like, do mobile homes have radiators? But maybe.
I don't know.
I've never seen one. I've never seen one with a boiler before. maybe it wasn't a radiator. Maybe it was something else. I don't know. She was there, and her buddies show up, her crew. Her homies show up to help her out, and they're like, oh, how do we take those off? And they're like, oh, let's look for a key. And the guy's opening up the refrigerator, and someone's like, what about a screwdriver? And like, they're all just kind of daft, and like, oh, she's never leaving. Until there's like this one girl shows up, she pulls out a bobby pin and got it loose. No problem. Now, I don't know if you could actually undo handcuffs with a bobby pin, but we'll go with it.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
Their goal is to stop Willy's Wonderland. We don't really know why yet, but I think we all have a good idea why we're watching this movie, what they're trying to do, but we haven't quite figured that out. Yeah, meanwhile, we cut to Nick Cage cleaning, and he is working hard. I'm like, man, I would hire this guy in an instant. If I could get half of my employees to work half as hard as him, whew! Yeah,
that's right, man.
Man, if I worked half as hard as him, I'd be exhausted.
let me tell you something. Here's something I really need to know more about. There's a lot of questions about this movie, but what is the deal with his drink, John?
We're gonna get there right away because he's got a timer on his watch.
Yeah.
And one of the things good old Tex said is, you know, make sure you take lots of breaks and regular breaks so you have your energy. You don't want to, you know, overdo it. I'm like, oh, that was fair, right? And so he does. He sets his watch and he takes some regular breaks throughout the night. And every time he takes a break, he gets himself one of his Sody Pops. And, and that was one of the things he grabbed out of the trunk of his car was like a case of individual cans of the soda, and you know it's just some movie brand soda that he has up there. Wasn't like anything that I would recognize, right? But yeah, what was it? I mean, was it like a monster? Was this like an energy drink? Or I mean, I when you look at it, you thought it was like grape soda or something. I mean, I don't know.
It was weird because there's one point later on we'll get to where he's like about ready to fight, and his watch goes off. He's like, "You're on your own. I got to go get a drink." He's like, I'll be right back. Like, well, I mean, I know sometimes you get a craving for the dew, but man, like, it ain't that bad. You know what I mean? Like, geez.
I feel.
Sometimes you need that Michelob. Like, you
know? Yeah, that's right. I feel like we watched a movie recently where that happened, right? It was like, oh yeah, the Russians take their lunch break seriously, or their whatever. So that was
the John Ritter one. That was the
that's what it was.
Real men.
Real men. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they were the Russians were attacking them and shooting them, and then like suddenly they're gone. Like, well, what's going on? Like, oh yeah, it's lunch break.
I get it, man. Sometimes you gotta take it when they tell you. All right.
That's right. Yep. I ain't paid while I'm working on lunch, so I'm gonna go take my lunch.
Did you see? And I think this should be a requirement for all places you work at, that there's a pinball machine in the kitchen. I think that's a good idea.
I liked it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I'm like sitting down at lunch, I'm gonna be quiet, and I hear this pinball machine going off all the time, I'd probably like. You know, lose my mind. But, you know, if you had a separate room for that kind of stuff, absolutely. Yeah.
So he
sees this pinball machine. He pulls a tarp off of it, and he starts cleaning the pinball machine. And not only did he, set himself a regular schedule of when to take his breaks, he also had a pretty good schedule of how long his break would last. He, you know, because mm-hmm. his watch goes off again. He's like, oh, time to stop and get back to work. Got to clean the Wonderland.
Good worker right there. These things start moving. And the next thing you know, and this is what I was just talking about, he doesn't change his facial expression when fucking Ozzy the Ostrich just appears in his face when he turns around, John, and I loved it. I just love how he's just like, all right, this is normal. Sure.
Why not? I think most people would have crapped themselves in this moment, you know, screamed and ran, you know, something. He just looks at it, dead face, and just like, what do you want? You know, without saying anything, obviously. And then just kind of gives him a little push. Like, what's happening here, you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Oh, old Ozzy's like, I'm gonna feast on your face.
Like, all right, okay.
And
yeah,
John, I put a star next to this, and I wrote exactly, watching Nicolas Cage beat the shit out of this ostrich with a broken hand is amazing. All right. I didn't know what I was getting into here. You know, I mean,
it was fantastic. Yeah, he has his mop. He breaks it over his knee, so he has two sticks to fight with, and just goes to town on this ostrich.
On this ostrich.
Yeah, Ozzy the ostrich does manage to give him a little cut on his cheek, but other than that, boy, he had no chance. And then to finish him off, he rips out his robotic spine for good measure, just rips it out of his throat. He's like, oh, well, that just, that was another level there. Cool.
Now, I don't know about you, John, but if this happened, if this just happened, I'd be like, all right, so there's eight other of these fuckers over here. All right.
I'm taking them out way better there.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I'm not going to wait for them to come to me. I'm like, okay, we're taking you all out right now. And I'm not going to go back to cleaning. That's the other thing, right?
I know. Yeah, change your shirt and get the Windex. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that happened in this movie. Is like there's a cleaning room or whatever, and they've got like a small stack of Willy's Wonderland t-shirts. And every time he gets it soiled with the... I want to say blood, like oil and blood of the animatronics. He's like, grab me a new one, right? Because it looks like blood everywhere. But on the other hand, it's like maybe it's just machine oil. Are these hydraulic animatronics? But yeah, that is a little confusing there.
You know, and not only does he go back to cleaning after this weird interaction, I would call it. But he goes to the bathroom. Right? We're gonna clean the bathroom.
Oh, this bathroom. Oh, it is effed, you know. It is a bad looking room. Graffiti everywhere. I can only imagine what those toilets look like. Like everything was a wreck. And he's just like, oh, well, go spray some cleaner on the mirror and just go at it. You're like, well, I don't think that's good enough. I think you need gasoline and a match. I don't know how else to clean that room. Whatever industrial grade cleaners they had in that closet, man. Whew. I'm impressed.
Yeah, he uses the same thing on pinball machines, urinals, toilets, walls, floors.
Yeah, refrigerators, all the same.
Oh boy!
And when he was done, they like do like a after shot, and the bathroom looked decent. You know, I don't want to say it looks nice, but like I think I've used worse bathrooms in gas stations before. You know.
Yeah, you got that right. Because the bathroom alone would took him all night if he really cleaned it. I mean, you know.
Right.
Like,
yep.
There's something in there with them because you can hear it say, you're going to eat your eyes out and then feast on your soul.
Yeah. Let's play hide and seek.
Okay, so here, before we get to Toilet Gus the Gorilla here, what I don't understand is, and, you know, we'll piece this together more, is do these things actually have to feast? Because they're always saying we got to feed people to these things. Or do they just have to kill? That's another thing I was trying to figure out here.
Right.
You know, are they actually eating these people? It doesn't seem like they're eating these people. If they are, they're not eating them very much.
Exactly, right? Know? Yeah. Like, why are they eating? Or you would think they would need to. They're animatronics. Of course, Gus was in the bathroom, so I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, Gus the Gorilla starts attacking old Nicolas Cage, who, by the way, we never get his name. He's just the janitor.
Yeah, which is fine. We call Nick Cage the whole movie.
That's what I'm doing.
Yep.
But he He beats the shit out of this gorilla and then finishes him off with a curb stop into the urinal.
Yeah.
Loved it, John. It was good. Loved it.
Yep. And Gus got a couple of swipes in at his midsection. And earlier, you know, Ozzy had cut his cheek. So he put a little tiny piece of duct tape across his cheekbone. And this time he like wrapped his whole midsection up with duct tape. And I'm like, well, you know, it might not be the most sanitary or friendly way to remove a bandage when you're done, but I imagine it's effective, you know?
Yeah, imagine ripping that stuff off. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Whatever healed is immediately reopened. Oh, weird. It took the scab with it.
The group of kids show up. And they're like pouring some more gas on old Willy's Wonderland. They're going to pick up where they left off.
And I know these kids don't know what they're doing or nothing, but I'm like, if you pour the gas and then walk away for an hour, will it still light up? I mean, I think it's all going to evaporate. I don't think you got much of a – I don't think you get that much time to sit around and let it – you know, it's still soaked in. It's fine. Like, no, I think that's all going to evaporate off. I don't think you're going to have it there anymore.
So Liv's the main girl, and she's like, got to get that guy out of there. I can't just burn him alive, you know. And they're like, who gives a shit? But she's like, no, no. And then she knocks on the window, and he sees her, and she's like, hey, we got to get you out. And he just is like, piss off and just walks away.
Right. He's already been attacked twice. And he's like, no, I need my car tires. You know how expensive Michelins are?
And what's funny is, so Liv's like, well, I'm going to go in and get him. I'm going to go crawl through the cleanest vents you'll ever see to get into the building.
And I then, know. I said she goes full John McClane here, going into clean, huge ducts that are well lit. So they're like, there's lots of light in there. They're huge and they're super clean. There is nothing in this place that has been clean at all, except for these ducts, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe Nicolas Cage went through there and cleaned them before the scene. Maybe we just didn't know it.
He is good.
Yeah, thorough.
But none of her friends like go with her, right? Yeah, you go take care of that by yourself. We know there's killer machines in there, but you.
We know there's lots of people who've died because of this place. But you know, go ahead.
So I think is it Artie the alligator starts chasing her, I believe.
Yeah, apparently Artie the alligator is inside the ducts with her. Why? I don't know, but he is. And she ends up getting out of the ductwork just in time. And he can't follow her for some reason, too small of a hole. And she's in this foggy jungle room.
I don't know what this is. I don't know.
Yeah, like a mystical forest kind of thing going on, right? That's like the theme here. And then suddenly you get this creepy, super fast shadow running around. Yeah. She runs and climbs up and down walls super fast, backwards. And you're just like, oh, yeah, that's creepy. You know, because so far the ones that Nicolas Cage has fought, they were a little slower, you know. The gorilla was huge, you know, but he handled it, right? The ostrich, I think he didn't have a chance. But this girl, I was like, oh, Siren Sarah is a problem because she is fast. And then she gets her, too. Siren Sarah gets Liv, and her friends can hear her screaming from outside the building. And I'm like, well, she's dead. At this point, I'm like, I thought she was going to be more of a character in this movie, but she's gone now, so I guess I was wrong. Until you don't realize somehow, nope, she's fine. She falls from the ceiling when Nicolas Cage comes in and he just doesn't care that she's in there. He's like, whatever. I'm like, hold on. Why is she alive? How is she still alive? I mean, maybe it just was like perfect timing. Maybe she had just lifted her up. And at that moment, Nicolas Cage walked in, and then she scurried away. Right? Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, and meanwhile, her dumb friends start fighting with each other to the point where they all fall into the building.
Yeah, they all went on the roof of the building for some reason. I think they were looking for an entrance, maybe. I don't know. So they start screwing around on the roof, and they just fall through the ceiling, through the roof. Which, again, raises the whole point of this place needs to be condemned and bulldozed if you can just fall through the roof.
Well, and then it raises the point, here's how you get out, through the big hole.
You can go through that big hole in the roof, right? Yeah.
And that's, yeah, and there's no windows in this place?
You know, I might not be so surprised about, you know, you'd think you'd have a vestibule and then, you know, a windowless terror room. But, yeah.
All right. So let's get to the backstory of how we got to a killer weasel. So, quick version, built in 1996, guy was a serial killer, hires a bunch of sickos to whisk people away to the super happy fun room to die.
Super happy fun room sounds great.
And then the police catch on eventually. They refuse to be taken alive, so they do the old suicide satanic pact. Give me coppers.
Oh, man.
But
yeah, that usually doesn't end well, you know. When you start doing stuff like that, you know, trying to summon a suckiness or something, it usually doesn't end very well for you. I think it doesn't.
I hear you, but somehow, satanic ritual transfers their energy into these animatronic animals.
I mean, that sounds almost ridiculous, except that we did watch, like, Carousel, and we've watched, and, you know, if it can happen there, it can happen anywhere.
Hey, you know, that was Hitler's fault. We figured that one out, all right?
That is right, yes.
All right.
It's not so far off when you think of it that way, then. Yeah, and so they switch their bodies with these animatronics. And now when the kids were coming to Willy's Wonderland, they're like, "Oh, we've noticed they move weird and they say weird things." Like, and they show Siren Sarah with his little kid, and she's like, "She goes, hey, you want to F fatty?"
He wants to touch her boobs. Well, then they said something interesting. I could swear I heard them say that Tex made a deal with the devil. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. Well, yep. It turns out the whole town made a deal with these things.
Right. We don't hear the whole story until a little later. The sheriff gives us the rest of the lowdown. So, like, we've only got half of the story so far. Thanks to Liv. She gives us half of the story. And we get the other half a little later in the movie from the sheriff. So, interesting.
And, you know, I don't like to predict what will be in list at the end of the year. But when it comes to horny people,
that's right.
We got Bob and Kathy here, and they know what this place is about. Okay? And instead of sticking together, they head over to the Super Fun Time Happy Room, or whatever the hell it's called, so they can bang.
It's so funny. Like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, so you're that kind of freak, huh?
Yeah. So, meanwhile, Nighty Night shows up to do a little to the other kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they're singing the It's Your Birthday song, and then they talk about six little chickens. Oh, and then there was five, because Nighty Night does a big old stabby stabby. Kills one of them. Yeah. And I gotta say, I don't know all of her friends' names. Most of them didn't do much in the movie. Yeah.
Chris, Bob, and Kathy. I know Chris was the one kid who gets the stabby stabby.
Yeah.
And what's the
best which part? Was a pretty. Wow. I was gonna say it was a pretty cool sword of Nighty Night. I'm gonna say right? I did like the weapon of choice here. It was pretty nice.
Very large.
It was big. Very, it was
very
like
large.
It was like Final Fantasy VII. It's kind of sword, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Cover art, Final Fantasy VII, that kind of sword. Yeah.
And the best part is, while this is happening, Nick Cage, he's just in the kitchen playing pinball.
You know? Yep. Like, hey, I'm on break.
I'm on break. Yeah, there you go. Yep.
That's what it was.
Yep. Don't bother me. All right. Meanwhile, we got to mention that the sheriff is sitting in her office. I believe it's a state trooper to help out with tonight.
Calls in backup. Yep.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's getting paid double time, overtime.
Double overtime. I mean,
sign me up.
Yeah.
Like some of that double overtime.
So. She tells him, as long as his phone doesn't ring, we'll be fine. Well, then the one kid calls the phone, and she's like, oh, boy. It just hangs up on him. Damn kids and their shenanigans, you know?
Yeah. Got himself in this problem. He can get himself out.
Meanwhile, Siren Sarah gets another one of their friends. I love it. When Nick Cage takes Nighty Night and he just beats his head into a wall. I had to chuckle. I'm laughing as he's doing this, man.
He straight up beheaded Nighty Night. And I like how Liv she's just standing there and just watching, like, whoa, what just happened?
It's great.
Meanwhile, her two friends in the Happy Time Fun Room, in the getting Happy Times Fun Room, they're making it right. They're making it, and then they notice the animatronics in that room. They're moving, and
I think it's Artie the Alligator is enjoying the show.
Yeah, he's watching for a while and then decides to break things up. And boyfriend goes down pretty quick, and she's screaming and screaming and screaming. And then by the time Nicolas Cage gets in the room, she's on the ground dead too. But he does the classic grab the gator's mouth and rip it open, overextend it wide, you know, rip it out that way. And then for good measure, I think he just tears out his throat through his mouth. Like he just grabs something out of his mouth and rips it out, you know.
Like, yeah, I got some gators nice. Down there. Yeah, I got
some
gators. Yeah, grab a gator.
He was ornery because of his Abdullah Amblangata.
He ain't got no toothbrush for all those teeth.
That was great.
No gators. Wow. No gators.
That was good. That was good.
No toothbrush for all them teeth. Oh, boy. Yeah. This is so he's slowly making his way characters. And next up is, it took me a second because I had to go back and look at the characters, and I'm like, all right, this thing doesn't look like a turtle. And I'm like, I know it's not Willy. So I'm like, oh, this must be Cammy the Chameleon.
I'm right there with you. I was like, is there a toad in here? Which one is this? It took me a minute to figure this out. Yeah, then I realized, okay, this is Cammy the Chameleon. They're in the arcade. Chris, I did write the guy's name down. He's in the arcade hiding. Mm-hmm. She comes in and she's like, hey, I'm not like the other ones. I just want to get free of this place. Can you help me? And he's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, that's cool. And it's just like, oh my gosh, how dumb. How dumb could you be?
You fucking liar. If you can't trust a giant chameleon, you fucking liar.
Never trust a giant animatronic murdering chameleon.
You know, words to live by. You know, we try to teach.
That's right.
All right. Yeah.
This is about the time we get,
you know.
Yeah, I just don't do it. Don't do it. This is about the time we get the cops giving us more backstory. We get to fill in more of these details.
Oh, boy.
Right? I've got to say, there's plenty of movies where, like, we could use more backstory.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You know, Violent Night, we could use more backstory here. We'd like to know a little more, right? But, so she's giving us more backstory. And she's telling us how these animatronics were going around the town and killing the locals, and they couldn't do anything, so they decided to make a deal with them. They said they would bring them people that they could feed on, and they just had to leave the town folk alone. And so that was their deal with the devil they were talking about. And she's like, you know, it started off, we would just get, you know, drifters or lowlifes or, you know, degenerates and bring them in. And then, you know, nobody would really miss anyway, right? And then she said, but sometimes there's a curveball. And one of the couples that got taken out, there was a child left behind. And so she took it. It turns out that was Liv.
No.
So now we know Liv is not her daughter, more of like her adopted, I sacrificed your parents to the demon robots. Now I'm going to raise you up, daughter.
This Cammy, I love it when Nick Cage and Liv walk in and it says, "Want a pitch?" And this is the moment where his watch beeps and he's like, I gotta go get my drink. So here's a knife. Good luck to you. All
right. It's right. They're like, he's ready to fight this thing, right? Just killed the other guy, right, with her super long tongue. And Nicolas Cage and Liv are there, and then his watch goes off. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's break time. So, yeah, I'm going to give you back the switchblade I stole from you earlier. And, you know, good luck. He heads back and grabs himself a Sony Pop and starts playing the pinball. Like, you know, whatever. Everything out there is not my problem.
That's right, man. As soon as break time hits, you know what? It can wait. All
right. It was so, you know, weird and silly and perfect. And I was like, you know what? That's great. Let's make sure we all understand. We got to have balance in life. You can't just work all the time. All right. When break time hits, when the horn blows, you know, say, you know, it doesn't really matter what I was doing. I'm done now. I'm going on my break. When my break's over, I'll get back to it. But for now, I'm off. You know, I'm gonna keep my energy level up. Get me my soda pop and have myself a Mountain Dew and get to town.
I should have kept track. He had to put down at least a 6-pack of these things, right? I don't know how many exactly.
Oh, like, for sure, because he had a handful that while he was waiting for his car to get picked up and. Yeah, he pounded through a lot of those. I hope there wasn't too much caffeine.
Yeah. But when he comes back and he starts around Cammy the Chameleon by the tongue, and then I'm telling you, this might be my favorite scene. He's dragging it down the hallway, and then he runs into Siren Sarah and Tito the Turtle, and he just one punches both of them and continues dragging this.
Right. And the chameleon's just kind of like twitching a little bit, you know, just while he's dragging him. Like, oh, man. And just, yeah. And I'm like, oh, Siren and Tito, this is going to be tough. Nope. Just one punches each of them and just keeps going. That was great.
It is great. I loved it. Oh, I laughed. So Sheriff and the other cops show up. Everybody's dead except for Nick Cage and Liv. And she's like, here, what we're going to do is we're going to cuff him, leave him, and we're going to just going to get the fuck out of here. All right.
Yeah. Right, they cuff Nicolas Cage and the two cops and Liv are going to leave. And, the one sheriff, she's like, he's not part of the town. He wasn't supposed to do this. This isn't our fault. And, they leave. It's like, oh, you're just going to, leave them there with the handcuffs on and like, you can't leave them in here. And then it was like one of the best lines in the movie. And of course, Liv goes, he's not trapped in there with them. They're trapped in there with him. And I think she's right. You know, I think it was the other way around.
Yeah. They never had somebody like this. So the sheriff is going to stick around to make sure everything goes okay. And then I think this is Cammy comes back in to handcuff Nicolas Cage. And I believe it says to him, are you ready for a menage a trois, John?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's Cammy the Chameleon and Siren Sarah. And they're coming to him, and he's handcuffed, right? And he kicks the jukebox, and it's like the Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes song. I didn't catch that right at first. I'm like, oh, well, this is like some sort of, you know, country with a song or something playing. Like, nope, it's Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes.
It is a kid's place. I want my mullet back.
Yeah, I was hoping for some Doja Cat, but...
Oh man, that'd not really gonna happen. The place, man.
That's fire right. Out. Yeah. Yeah, it would have been great. Nope. Not to be. But
so...
yeah, he still fights the two of them with the handcuffs or whatever he's got on. And he takes them both. Like, he's got the one wrapped between his thighs and just breaks the neck. And I'm like, wow, this is
crazy.
He doesn't even need to use his arms.
I thought we were going to get like the backstory of Nick Cage's character, like just a little bit. Like, I thought he was like some kind of messenger from hell sent to take these things out, or he's like a, you know, army ranger or something. No, just a guy cleaning the place, like, you know, like
just a guy who wants a set of tires and is grape soda.
Yeah. And so when I gotta tell you, I feel so dumb when this. So Tito the Turtle, he takes out the cop, right? And then I
swear, it's funny because Liv is like talking to this other cop, this double overtime cop, and she's like, you can't just leave him there to die. You're an accessory to murder. You're being complicit. You know all this. And just as she convinces him that, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna do something about it. Oh, guess who's on the roof of the squad car? Tito the Turtle.
Yeah, and this thing kills this cop, and then he starts. I wrote down French. I was like, is Tito the Turtle speaking French? Because I thought it was French at first, and I'm like, oh no, okay, he's speaking Spanish. Yeah. All right, we got. One of these creatures speaks Spanish.
Yeah, well, Spanish speaking, you know, And if in Texas, I think that makes a lot of sense. Okay, you know, we wouldn't see that too much up in the north, but I think down there that makes a lot of sense. So good for them being geographically appropriate with their characters. Although I don't, not to say he was geographically appropriate, he was definitely a stereotype, but you know.
Yeah. It's and then so Liv and decides to beat Tito the Turtle with it.
Yeah, she didn't have the shells because Tito had removed the bullets. He removed the shotgun shells, so she couldn't shoot them, but she did was able to beat them with it, and of course it was very effective, as we found most of these animatronics need to be taken out pretty quick. I think a bat, you know, like the guy from Cicada would have been fine in this movie because he's got the baseball bat. He'd have just taken him out pretty quick. I think he'd have been fine.
Number 107, cicada.
It's almost that time.
So
No, still early. Yeah, so there was one funny part, like, so she's beating the turtle up, and he goes, at one point he goes, "Oh, I my balls."
know, this fucking Spanish. I love it. We so
It's
you
all
go back.
subtitled.
I know, I love it. Nick Cage is just playing pinball, pinball montage, cleaning, playing pinball montage. And what I love is after he kills every one of these creatures, he just bags it up in a trash bag, takes it to the dumpster, you know?
They'll take it out the trash, cleaning the place up.
So the sheriff nap, you know, like you do. See, but she wakes up and sees him taking out the trash. That he's still alive and that he can get out of the building, and she's like, "What the hell?" So she goes in there,
Yeah.
puts him at gunpoint, and
That's
what
not
else?
how
This
you
is
treat a guy who it's not how you treat a guy who just reached 10 million points on pinball. You know? Yeah, 10 million. What a high score. It was
I
impressive.
mean, he's really getting after it, man. He's really getting after that pinball, and
He was dancing. Yeah, if you want to see Nicolas Cage dancing whilst playing pinball and drinking grape soda, you would never have thought that was going to be a sentence I was going to say. Here you go.
I'm telling you, this well, there's only one well, allegedly one thing left, and that's Willie. Well, guess what? Willie, he's hungry. And he's getting tired of waiting for Nicolas Cage, so he just I'm gonna say punch, swipe, rips the sheriff in half here, John.
Right in hat, yes, yeah, right through the gut, you know, mid waist, and just falls. She falls down. Yeah, she's done.
It's
So right off
great.
the bat, you're like, okay, and you know, final boss feel here. You know, you've gone through all the easy ones, and now the final boss is looks to be quite a bit stronger than the
Yeah.
others. W
Right? I was a little worried.
yeah. Yeah, Willie must have had some upgrades to his animatronics since he seems a bit stronger than the rest of them were. And starts laying it down on Nick, and he just not it is not going very well. The two of them are fighting, and Nick is losing pretty bad. And he ends up smacking him, and he flies across the room and falls into the ball pit. You know, so he's under the balls. He can't quite see him anymore. And you're like, okay, is he dead? You know, you're not really sure. And I'm a little surprised that, well, Willie just left him in there, because
Yeah.
obviously he's not going to be dead. No way, not Nicolas Cage.
No. Did you surprised about his choice of weapons, right? The two
Yes.
sticks taped together and then a sack of his precious go-go juice.
Right? I thought he could have been a little better options in there. He had a kitchen. You probably had some pans or a knife or something. And you know, I the broomsticks. I don't know.
Well,
but regardless, it was pretty effective because he comes out to fight Willie with his double broomstick and bag of soda. It just goes to town on him.
Bag of soda. So, let me tell you something, like, all right? About this bag of soda. All right, you know how many times I've dropped a can of pop in my garage and it springs a leak? But he's beating the shit out of this robot with this.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Every one of those would have exploded on the first swing. It would have been a wet bag of cans is what it would have been.
Oh, go get that deposit.
That's right.
Is Texas a deposit?
Probably not. I don't know.
only Michigan.
In Michigan, right? I'm standing there at the old Walmart waiting to do my can and bottle deposit. They got like 10 of these pop machines to turn your bottles in, and there was only two of them were working fine. There were two people there. One of them goes down, so now there's only one working. And the guy's going. He's got a regular amount of cans, but the other gal who was there before me, her cart is just full, just to the top. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm not turning in my bottles today, right? She leaves. She's like, I ain't waiting. I'm like, oh, well, okay, there's a chance, you know. And I'm like leaning against the wall, just kind of waiting for this guy to get done. And he finishes up and he walks away, you know. And so I go to move to go over there. And I lean off the wall and I felt like my hip broke. I'm like, oh, how long have I been here? I was all crippled in pain from standing in the Walmart pop bottle return line too long. I was telling somebody, I wish they just either charge like $1 a can or zero. Like, make it worth my while or let me put this in my recycling bin at home, you know?
You became one with the wall.
I did, all right? It was like Jack Sparrow's Davy Jones's locker. I was about to become one with the boat.
I told you, John, last week how I got injured walking in CBS. All right, so you got to watch it out there, man. It's dangerous. I'm telling you.
The teacher was, what were you doing? I was standing, leaning against the wall.
I was just walking. I wasn't running, wasn't jumping. I was just walking. And my back was like, no. Oh, man. That's when you know you're old, where you literally go, as you're walking.
Oh, this has been my whole life. I remember like 15 years ago, I was like, I threw my back out. I'm like, oh, what happened? I was like, I was getting out of my car. Like, I got out of my car and I threw my back out. Like, oh,
I'm telling you right now, John, I'm going to be one of these people that throws my back out by sneezing. I can feel it coming. Yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. It's going to happen to me. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You remember those old
days, not Nicolas Cage, though. This guy, he can handle anything. He is with a broomstick and a bag of soda, he's able to beat Willie the Weasel.
Yeah, Willie the Weasel. So he makes it to the morning. We got Tex and Tow Guy. They car, beautiful tires.
Yes.
And then, Slayer and Sarah, I thought this was just like her head in a bag, but she's in the dumpster alive, John.
She was not destroyed. Yeah, she was still alive in the dumpster. And while Tex looks inside, he notices the whole place is clean and, you know, looks, decent, I guess. Which is amazing because it was a wreck. You know, he cleaned it, and then it was a wreck, and then he cleaned it again.
Yeah, there's blood oil everywhere, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah. That was an impossible cleaning to do to begin with, and he did it twice. I wouldn't even be surprised if he repaired the roof. I mean, he might have.
Yeah, so he walks out and he's like, well, here's your keys. And he's like, all right, later, bitches.
He just and walks out. See ya.
Liv is like, I'm going to go with this guy. So she just hops in the car with him.
Which I totally get, and I totally like, I'm not sure I would have done that, you know? Like, on one hand, you're like, let's get out of this town. This is my best way to get out of it. I'll start a new life. This will be great. And on the other hand, you're like, is this guy a hero or is he a serial killer too? Because, I mean, he did just go through and destroy. Now, granted, he saved her a couple of times. So maybe, you know, that's fair.
And Tex and the tow guy, they are so happy that it's over with, right? Like, well, maybe we'll actually fix this place up, you know? Everything's going to be just fine.
Clean it up. Maybe start selling steak there. You know, open up a Texas Roadhouse. It'll be really popular.
Oh, my goodness.
People will come far and wide for that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh boy, give me some of those rolls and that, but wow,
so good. Great service. We love Texas Roadhouse every time.
Love it. Send us free food,
please. Sponsor me.
We'll work for food.
Oh, so
we
good.
Will work Doesn't... Texas Roadhouse into this podcast 24 times. Every episode.
The dancing, the line dancing, that's great. Love it.
But Siren Sarah's like, how about I just light this rag in your gas tank and blows everyone up, including yourself, I guess so.
It looks like it blows her up too, right? Yeah. I don't know. She just like light the car on fire. I mean, that was like C4 or something because that thing exploded. Yep. And as Nick and Liv are driving away, you can see the burning fire in his glasses. I'm not sure why it would have been in the other direction, but, you know, he's not turned around, not flinching, doesn't care. Busts open a soda pop, and Liv's looking at him. He's like, and he hands it to her. I'm like, wow, not only, what a nice guy. He's even sharing a soda. Wow.
And you're like, oh, this is where it ends. But no, poor Tito the turtle walking down the middle of the road, injured. And Nicolas Cage decides to run him over.
Yep, turns him into roadkill. Now, I would expect an animatronic of that size would have done significant damage to the vehicle. But, you know, it's just movies.
I agree. And one of my favorite things in this movie is when Tito the Turtle, right before he gets hit, in Spanish, in subtitle, says, oh, shit. Oh, I love it. He said, oh, shit.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's the end of Willy's Wonderland. Amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, not a word spoken by Nicolas Cage in the whole movie. Didn't matter. It was great. That was probably the weirdest thing about, you know, going into this movie was thinking, I'm not going to get any quotes from Nicolas Cage. Nothing. Not a word.
No.
That is going to be weird. I don't know what to think about that. Yeah.
Not one. I'm a vamp. One. You want my blood? You know, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Nope. So
yeah, this movie should have done a lot better than it did. You know, I think it was a victim of the time of when it came out. It was a bad time for movies to be. Mm-hmm. They weren't in movie theaters, that kind of thing. So it definitely should have done better, I think, because it was pretty fun to watch.
For my movie, I tried to find something with a spring break feel. It's that time of
the good timing for that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I could use some more spring break feel. It's been getting cold again. Like, I'm done with winter. I'm ready for spring. Let's bring it. Let's have some warmer weather.
So this one, we're gonna have lots of warm because people are going swimming. But the problem is, what are they swimming with? Because they're swimming with Piranha 3D on the Tubi. I think it's the Tubi. It should be the Tubi.
Piranha 3D?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the sequel, oh. Piranha 3 Double D.
Oh. Oh, I think I like where this is going.
So, get a load of this cast, John. You ready? We got host of Pictionary, Jerry O'Connell.
Okay.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh.
The voice of Arby's, Ving Rhames.
Oh.
And the one, the only, Doc Brown himself, Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, fun. We've had him in our movies before. Yeah.
Oh, boy, what was that?
I'd have to look. I don't remember now.
I don't either.
Yeah, we've had him. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we haven't done a Piranha movie since Piranha Women, number 215.
Which was fun. Yes.
Piranha 3D. You know, some piranhas get, I don't know. I think it says something like an earthquake unleashes them from the earth or something. I don't know. But a lot of problems. Good kills. A little spring break happening here.
Yeah, I want to see the spring break action, obviously. That's what I'm, you know, that's the thing that's going to hook me on this one.
All right, sir.
I want to watch.
I will talk to you later.
All right, till then.